Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. It is this June 9th, 2023, 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mayloff here. I'm joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And joining us to kick the show off is our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Hey, Paul.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend being here.
Okay,
yeah.
Before you give your forecast, I have to tell you, it's my daughter's graduation party on Sunday, and it's at an outdoor venue. So keep that in mind when you're saying what you're going to say for Sunday.
Yeah, well.
What's it looking like, Paul?
We'll keep it in mind.
Yeah. What's it looking like for the weekend, Paul?
You know, it looks like we'd be more concerned about rain on Saturday.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. So you know the better day was chosen.
Okay, all right.
Look, it's still a quiet end of the week out there today. Still sunshine and a high at about 80 with light winds, and then 55 tonight. And then we get into that weekend outlook, and still seeing those scattered showers, some thunder showers moving in here on Saturday with more clouds and sun as well. Highs near 80. Showers, a few thunder showers into Saturday night. Looks like the rain chances push into the southern part of the state. Kind of confined there. And here for us, I think we do stay with a mix of clouds and sun Sunday. Upper 60s, northeast winds 10 to 15. 46, partly cloudy Sunday night. And then just an isolated chance for some showers Monday. Otherwise, mid-60s, partly sunny. And warm back up after that, mid-70s, mix of clouds and sun Tuesday. Mid-80s. Wednesday and Thursday, still a few isolated storm chances late next week, but looks pretty quiet further on into next week with that warm-up still coming back here for us. But, still, I think Sunday you're looking a lot better than you would be. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'll take it. Yeah. And I like the milder temperatures, so I'm good with that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, not a bad end of the weekend, and you definitely have a better opportunity to get that in on Sunday anyway. So
appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next week. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you bet. You guys too.
Thanks,
Paul. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center. We're going to get into some fun this hour, Terry. We are jam-packed. We've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a couple, at the end of this segment. We'll also, after Melissa's news this hour, we'll get to our star of the day from our friends from Culver's. I have got a very fun one today for our TV theme song.
Awesome.
Terry and I will play that theme song. You call up 424-2600, get the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack of four from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Nothing better than that.
Yeah. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with some entertainment news. We'll get into some Eddie Wright stories, good stories of the day as well. 9 o'clock hour will actually also feature 5 summer activities that can be dangerous for kids. So we'll get into a little of that. And of course, we'll touch on the United Way and give you an update on what's going on with our good friends over there. Got a lot going on this month. But we have to start with Rafter baseball and another victory for the Rafters.
That's always exciting.
Yes. Rafters have got the bats warmed up. The arms are ready to go, and the Rafters have extended their win streak to 4 in a row, rallying back to rock the Green Bay Rockers 9-4. I'm going to keep calling them the Booyah until they start beating us.
You know, even if they beat us, then we should still call them that.
I may even do it then, yeah.
You know, I get it from the logistical standpoint and travel to play the same team consecutively. And I know that that's how series are in baseball and everything. Mm-hmm. But like, if you were Green Bay and we're just whooping your butt like so many games in a row and now they get to come here tonight.
that was on their field.
Or like when it's us. You know what I mean? When it's the opposite, it's like, oh, could we rotate these teams a little bit more and not play, you know, consecutive days?
Yeah.
But part of the head game, too, right?
Oh, yeah. The Rafters improved to 6-5 on the season with this 4-in-a-row streak going. They have a chance to continue tonight. The Rats host the Rockers at Winterfield. I'm sorry. I apologize, everybody. The Rats host the Booyah tonight at Winterfield. Oh, bad. I'm bad. First pitch at 6:35. Of course, our pregame will start about 6:20. Join Joey. He's been doing a great job covering the games for us here at WFHR. Every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR, right where it belongs.
All of a sudden, somebody from Green Bay buys the station just so they can make you knock it off.
That'd be funny, actually. I'd have to tip my hat to that. I'd be like, all right, good job. Get your tickets right now. You can get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. You can also get them right there at the front, at the box office when you get to the stadium. We encourage you to do that and keep listening right here. We're going to give you a chance to win Rafter tickets all season long. And on Playmakers on Monday, not only will we be joined by the Kiwanis Club, Bob Atkinson. I believe Bob's going to join us on Monday. Talk a little bit about the Kiwanis Golf Club outing that they got going on. We talk to him every year. Love talking to him. I just wish I'd see him more. I only see him once a year, but we're looking forward to having him join us. We're going to be also, Randy Paul will be joining me, and we'll be giving you a chance to win Rafter tickets on Playmakers on Monday from 3 to 4, live and direct, taking your phone calls. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring the show.
So there's just no reason to not be at Winterfield.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, free tickets all over.
We're going to talk a little bit more about why you should be at Winterfield coming up when we get into our United Way update and talking about United Weekend. Looking forward to that. That'll be in the later in the show. Wanted to touch on this right away, Terry, to kind of kick things off. Think back to the last time a bee stung you. Did you deserve it? Were you innocent?
Probably.
Were you egging the bee on? Were you talking trash to the bee? Did you step on the bee's shoes?
No,
did
it just came up and stung me.
More than likely, that's what happened, yes. A new poll asked 7,000 people, do you think that the reason the bee stung you was justified? And in the end, the results were so close that there could have been a recount in Florida. They'd be checking chads if this was in Florida.
Florida, I mean.
Yeah, know. Yeah. 49% of people said that the stinging was justified. 51% said that it wasn't.
So have you heard that, though, or ever done that? Like, you see bees. And when you say bees, I always think of wasps.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Because they're just meaner, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think of that. And it's kind of like if you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about them, or not to disturb them. Mm-hmm. You know, like will that actually happen? Like you see on cartoons, where all of a sudden 500 of them diverge from who knows where, all start stinging you. So
I have been stung more times than I can count. When I was a kid, where I was growing up, they didn't have the playground equipment or things like that. So my nan and papa tell the story. My nan and papa would come into the South Side in this nice Lincoln and everything. And they just had respect to them. Nobody messed with my papa. Nobody messed with that car. Not like the whole neighborhood. I just mean our block. not the whole South Side or anything. I'm just talking about our high.
So drive really fast till that block. Yeah, yeah. All right.
But my nan and papa would tell this story all the time of them driving up and seeing how bad my nana felt seeing these kids playing in the garbage and playing King of the Hill in the garbage. And everything, because that's what we played on. There wasn't anything. And she would say how, God, that's just so horrible. Wait a minute. Who's that at the top of the hill pushing other kids down with his big funky hair and skinniness and everything? And it was me, way at the top. I could still hear her, get down from there. What do you do? Jimmy, you get down from there. And yelling at me. We get stung all the time from stuff like that. And I don't think that... I think that it's actually one of those times where we were in the wrong. That's where the bees were. We were playing in their area.
You were in their spot.
Yeah.
You know, my mom is very allergic. So then there, you know, there's that kind of dynamic that I think a lot of people face. But I remember one time when we were kids, one of my siblings, and, you know, sorry to the three of you, I don't remember which one, but someone took a drink out of a can of soda and there were bees in there and got their top, like it's... you know what I mean? Like they were in there, they took a drink and they were stinging their tongue in inside their mouth.
When I was little, when we were living in Batavia, we had a deck and my mom loves Coca-Cola and she had the bottles. And apparently I was like one or two and I crawled out there and she had a bottle that I was trying to get the last bit out of that had a bee in it.
Yeah.
And the bee stung the roof of my mouth and my parents were like freaking out.
Terrible.
They didn't know what to do. But yeah, that seems to happen a little bit more often than I think common knowledge. The reason some people said it was justified was, quote, I stepped on it, I scared it, I messed with its food, I was destroying its home, or I was shooting it with a water gun. The reason it wasn't justified, I tried to save it from drowning, I was asleep, it landed on me, it entered my shoe.
Fair enough. You know, though, when you're trying to, and I think you have to be really strategic about when you're trying to take out those nests.
Yeah.
You know, doing it once they're in there at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think then they get a little bit more disoriented. But I do find that, and I don't know if it's just because of where we live, you know, being a little bit more in the country, and I have lots and lots of plants that they're interested in. But I do really hate the number of business that we have.
Yeah, yeah, and at the same time, we need them.
The pollinators I'm fine with, but the wasps and stuff, I don't know what good purpose they serve.
They don't really, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like ticks.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. Yeah, we can get going on that one right there, too. We will take a break. We'll come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
I feel like I should know that voice.
I love it.
It was nice. It was good. And it's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us. Keep getting us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Whatever you got to do, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Let me see here. I've got three possible qualifiers on our opening day here, and I've got four on Saturday. Wow. No, wait. Five on Saturday and two on Sunday. So you got a lot of work to do this morning, Terry. I apologize.
All right, so I'm going two.
All right, that gives that qualifier.
Five. Because I never get to say five.
Yeah, never. That's cool. All right.
And then number one.
All right, let me just, and yeah. There. Oh, wow, is that funny how that worked? Okay, so we get right into the celebrating. And first up, got to wish a very happy birthday to my old high school friend, a lady I just saw the other, last week, Dawn Bay Greenwood.
Happy birthday. Why are you calling her old?
Old friend. Dawn is not old. Not. I think Dawn's younger than me, even though we're in the same class. Dawn is the one that works over at Images and Ink. Her awesome. And her husband, Dan, have been running Images and Ink for decades around here, mm-hmm. do great work. They are the tattoo place for me. No matter where I live in this world, Dawn's where I'm going for my work.
So, a little tidbit. Mm. Probably about 12 years ago, there were two really great United Way donors who had a little competition with each other of who could raise the most money. The other one would get the United Way logo tattooed on their arm, and Images and Ink did it.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Yeah. Great people.
Yeah.
People
so it was awesome.
Always put back into this community and everything. And I had an interesting interaction since this is coming up. A listener who was trying to be very sweet about it, I think. It wasn't trying to be mean. But she asked me, she's like, you know, do you think it's a good idea to have, you know, as many tattoos with your job? And I didn't understand right away. And I just kind of heard her out. And I was like, okay, all right. But first, for one, I work in radio. So I don't know. I mean, I almost think that if you don't have like this kind of stuff in radio, what are you doing? You know, but also, you know, I go to the same place our mayor goes to, right? Like, Shane and I, like, I might as well just be going through a revolving door and see him as I'm going in and stuff. I would like to think that means a little bit. I don't know. But
happy birthday, Dawn.
Dawn is such an amazing artist. I bring her a 2D idea in my head, and she turns it into what she does. She's incredible. She is very such cool. a good artist. Happy birthday, Dawn. Happy birthday to a good friend of ours here at the station we've been talking to for years, Senator Patrick Teston.
Happy birthday, Senator.
It's his birthday. We're not looking at this politically. We're looking at him as a man and looking at him as a human being that puts back into his community, back into his state. Whatever you want to say, feel politically, I don't care about him right now.
He still gets a birthday.
He gets a birthday. He's a human being. I think that of all days to give people grace, birthday's the one day to
sure,
do it.
Sure, let's
stuff.
Do it.
And I don't care how you feel about him politically. I would think that no matter what, for people like him, this isn't the case for every representative. This isn't the case for every politician. But for a guy like Senator Teston, who has proven, again, wherever end of the aisle you were on, this man cares about this state. But this man cares about this community. And it is not as if these guys are making the kind of money that, like, you know, Rockefellers are and things like that and stuff. You don't do this job for the paycheck.
And I also think it's really cool because Senator Teston is not afraid to step up and lead committees and make things happen. You know, because that happens a lot, right? You'll have organizations, and in this case, it happens to be state government, but any organization where someone needs to take the lead and nobody volunteers. Everyone sits on their hands. And he's more than willing, has been, and is chairing several committees now. So, you know, good on you. We appreciate your leadership.
been talking to for years, and it was after one of the first handful of interactions with him that him and I had our first kind of sparring match and kind of butted heads. And I wasn't sure how it would go over. And the interview wrapped up, and he was professional, of course, and everything, and it was really good. The next day, we had the Rafters event, where the Rafters had their opening house and everything. So we were there as a station and everything, and Senator Teston was there, and run into him. And I felt awkward at first, like, oh, I don't know how. He comes up to me right away. So he seeked me out, shook my hand, we start talking, and I knew we'd be okay ever after that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate his transparency. I appreciate the fact that I can ask him the tough questions, and he has no problem being honest and giving me, you know, his feedback.
Or if he doesn't have the answer, one thing I appreciate is that he says that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, I'll get back, whatever. You know, like, I just, I don't know. I appreciate that.
I really do like his joke, too, because he will mention from time to time about the division in politics these days of Democrats and Republicans. And he's like, well, I'm a Republican. If I didn't talk to Democrats, I wouldn't even talk to my own parents. I find that funny, also insightful.
Absolutely.
I appreciate him.
Hope you have a great birthday.
Our qualifier today, though, those are great people, but our qualifier today goes to a great couple. 61st anniversary, Terry. 61. God, that hits my romantic heart. Myron and Ramona Ludenbach.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 61, you two. Happy 61. You are our qualifiers today. Congratulations. Looking at Saturday, we want to wish a very, very happy birthday to Brooke Alice, Alicia. Brooke is a good friend, good person.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good birthday. Jay Buck, have a great birthday. Another great human
Happy
being.
Birthday.
Enjoy your day, Jay. Hope it's a good one for you. An old friend of the station, the community around here before they moved, Tom Lux.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom, hope you have a great day. Enjoy it. And Tom worked for a long time over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and stuff.
And before that, Daily Tribune. Tom's wife, Angie, actually worked with us at United Way.
Yeah, Angie was one of my first contacts with United Way. Yeah. We also want to wish a very happy 23rd anniversary to Pat and Sherry Marzokoff.
Marzovka.
Marzovka.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's a great
Happy anniversary.
Last name. That's a good last name. I want to get that right. Marzovka. That's a good name. And our qualifier for Saturday, Esther Ogilvie.
Happy birthday, Esther.
Esther, every year we get to say your birthday. I'm excited because I love your name. And I'm so happy you qualified this year. I don't think she's qualified before. That is pretty cool. Esther, congratulations and have a happy birthday. And we wrap up with Sunday. Happy birthday to Ron Goss.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Ron, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers on Sunday, celebrating their 57th anniversary. I know, you picked all anniversaries. It wasn't even intentional. Terry could not see the numbers. Happy anniversary to Tom and Darlene Bach.
Happy anniversary. There's a lot of longevity in these anniversaries.
This seems like
That's
a good
awesome.
Week to get married.
Like, apparently.
This seems like a good week for it. It is, isn't it wedding season?
Okay. For sure.
Well, I figure in the Midwest, like as soon as we get like 40, 50 degree weather, isn't it wedding season? Like here in the Midwest? Like, is it... Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays, we kick off with one of my favorite actors of all time. And
Homer Simpson?
No, but the woman that my mother would have liked me to end up with if she wasn't already happily married. Natalie Portman, 42 today for Natalie Portman. One of my favorite actors. If you get a chance, if you have not seen the movie The Professional, it's her first movie. Her, Jean Russo, Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman and Jean Russo are two amazing, iconic actors. She hangs with them. She out-acts them in certain scenes. Her work in Black Swan won her an Oscar. She has done comedy, drama, romance, all of the above. She's the mighty Thor in the latest Thor movie. She is so dang talented. And I still don't think we've seen her pinnacle piece. I don't think we've seen the movie yet that is going to be like, oh, that's the movie. That's the reference to her career and everything. That's how good she is. And her being a strong Jewish woman, she is the woman that my mother was always like, you know, Jimmy, as an actor, you might run into so when I was out in California and all this. I'm like, Mom, I am never going to run into Natalie Portman, probably. You realize how far-fetched this is, right? Like,
well, you know.
You never know.
Mothers have big dreams.
She's happily married, and I'm happy for her. let's see. Teddy Bruschi is 50 today, former New England Patriots linebacker, now coaches Arizona Wildcats. One of the more versatile actors I've ever seen, and I think of our generation, Terry, Johnny Depp is 60 today. I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot to be said about him nowadays, but I'm going to look at him as just an actor and a guy who has done countless contributions to communities.
Wherever
they are filming, Johnny shows up at the children's hospital. More times than not, he'll do it in a costume. He has shown up as Captain Jack Sparrow at quite a few.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and what stands out about that, too, is so he's filming another movie at one point and shows up at this children's hospital as Captain Jack Sparrow, even though he's not, he carries the costume.
And that's so cool because he knows that that's how the kids relate to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I love that.
I also appreciate the fact in his career he has stood his ground. I do not think he has ever sold out. I think that he has done right by him and his fan base. And I admire the way he has handled adversity in a lot of ways and those things.
So I'm kind of just jumping back a little bit. So if you're Johnny Depp and you show up at the local hospital, I mean, how much convincing do you think it takes? You're dressed as Jack Sparrow and you're like,
I am Johnny Depp. You don't even look like him.
You're not coming in. Yes, I am.
I think that'd be funny.
What level of persistence is needed?
The great, the wonderful Michael J. Fox is 62 today. Real name, Michael Andrew Fox. He didn't want his stage name to be Michael A. Fox because as a Canadian, he thought that would be Michael A. Fox,
That is a great story.
That's a good one.
I love that.
Of course, we've talked about Michael J. Fox recently quite a bit. He is the guy that has really become the face of Parkinson's, and I admire that he has tried to do that, that he has worked to do that, that he is bringing this out into the limelight. People with Parkinson's should not have to hide, should not have to be ashamed of what they're going through. It's not that they didn't ask for this. It's not like certain diseases or certain things, and not that anybody deserves any of the things they're dealing with, but I really grew up admiring him as an actor and learning from him as an actor. I've learned more from him as a man and how to be a man than I think I ever did as an actor. And I think that's saying something because he's a great actor.
Well, and isn't it cool that he had the courage to just put everything else aside and say, I can do this and I can, I can be this for people.
Yeah.
This is what I'm faced with, but I can be a light for others. And I think that's really cool.
I can only hope that if I were ever in a similar situation, that I would be half as brave and half as cool as he's been about all this. Dick Vitale is 84, baby. Dick Vitale. College basketball, of course, coverage guy,
of course.
And ESPN favorite. And that's kind of cool. Today is actually the birthday, I believe, of ESPN. And Dick Vitale's birthday is the same day as ESPN. That's
Do you think
cool.
that's a coincidence?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe
cool.
them. So, we also want to wish some people no longer with us, like the great Jackie Wilson, born on this day in 1934, passed away in 1984. Jackie Wilson, Lonely Teardrops, Your Love Keeps Me Lifting Higher, Higher, Higher. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good song. That one, there's certain songs that just truly never get old to me. That is one of them. I just generally like that song. Jackie Mason, one of my favorite voices of all time, one of my favorite first impressions. This is the way that I would make my mother laugh all the time. And it's basically just Jackie Mason doing the voice of the anteater on the old Pink Panther cartoons.
Were you just trying to make her laugh or were you trying to get out of something?
A little bit of both. Maybe a little bit of column A, maybe a little column B. But love Jackie Mason. Jackie Mason paved the way. He is the ultimate trailblazer for every Jewish entertainer, not just comedians, musicians, painters, songwriters. I don't care who you were. Jackie Mason was the guy that took the bullets, took all the heat, had to go in through the kitchen and all these different things so that artists like Joan Rivers and many, 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 many other artists could come out. Joey Bishop for the Rat Pack. All these other comedians could come out and do these things. Got blackballed and came back. At a time where you didn't come back from being blackballed, you didn't make it. He swore in the air. You can't do that now, let alone in the 50s. And he
Could
was shunned.
Could you imagine in the 50s?
Yeah, yeah. He's
I mean, because now you can kind of
get away with it a lot more, certainly.
But
and he fought back and still managed to get a career and a legacy that to this day people know who Jackie Mason is.
Cool.
One of the greatest ever, baby. And Wisconsin's own Les Paul, born on this day in 1915, passed away in 2009, responsible for all the electronic stuff you can think of, the electric guitar. Anybody who you love plays a Les Paul, probably. Les, also known for jazz, country, bluegrass guitarist, songwriter, inventor. I mean,
that's just cool.
I don't know how you would ever do this, but if you had a Mount Rushmore of Wisconsinites, I think Les Paul might be on there. I'm not
good
sure.
Point.
I don't. I'm just thinking of this off the top of my head and everything. If he ain't in that Mount Rushmore, he's on that like that second tier because he's got to be.
He's on the back.
Yeah, he's on the other side. Yeah, the mini Mount Rushmore, the smaller one. That one's got five on it. But I Les Paul's got to be in the conversation at the very least. Wisconsin's own, right there. And also celebrating a birthday on this day, Donald Duck, which means, of course, we've got to play a little something for you.
This afternoon at 2:30, we'll be interrupting our normal programming to join the Wisconsin Badgers Basketball Network as the Badgers begin tournament play against the Oregon Ducks. Get out of here.
You want a bet, okay?
No.
Gotta love it.
The great Carl Hilke joining us right there. Anytime we can have that, we want it. And still the best Donald Duck impression I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
I still have never heard a better one.
No question. And the art that he had of arguing with himself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Having the conversation with himself. It was...
That's a creative.
I mean, poor Pam. How many times do you think she had to listen to it? The practicing. But, I mean, we reap the benefit of the finished product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. every day, think of the brother. Every day. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Take a listen to Melissa's News while you're on the way over there. And join them at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang at Misty's Force for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFH. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600, get the answer right, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, that's two kids' meals, that's a meal you ain't got to think of.
That is perfect.
It is.
I like those.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Culver's, but I like that, like, oh, what are we going to do for supper? Okay, Culver's.
Yeah, yes, yeah. When you have that, and not to mention, it's the only thing better than Culver's, Terry, free Culver's.
Free Culver's.
Yes. So you can't beat that. Get ready to call 424-2600. Tell us what TV theme song this is.
I would not know this.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Not at all.
Oh, let's see if our listener does. Good morning. What's your answer?
Sounds like Law and Order.
Hey, yeah. Nice job.
Nicely done. Yeah, I thought that we were going to call up right after the first boom boom. I thought that was going to... Did you know that one pretty quickly, sir?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic one. Terry's not a Law and Order person, though, apparently.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, honestly, but I had no clue. I actually had to look at your screen to see what you were playing.
Can I get your first name, sir?
So, Timothy.
Timothy. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Timothy, where are you calling us from?
From the greater Rapids area.
Hey, that's great. Tim, we appreciate you. Are you a Law and Order fan, or you just happen to know it?
Oh, I just happen to know it. I don't watch too much TV anymore. But.
Hey, good on you. There's plenty of other things to do.
And now he's got some free Culver's, so he doesn't have to watch TV then either, right? Awesome.
Yeah. Appreciate you listening. We're going to talk in just a moment, Timothy. Hang on the line. We'll get some information from you. But you are our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Love giving away Culver's. Love being able to do that. And I love this theme song. It's the perfect theme song. It's got the old 80s bass line in it and everything. And the boom boom that's so famous in Law & Order in between these sketches or in between scenes that they have. That is actually a billion, like 819 different sounds all put together just to make that boom boom.
So they do it during the show.
Yeah, during the show in between.
Oh.
That dun dun.
Yeah.
Just that part, just like that 2 seconds.
It's kind of
boom,
like
boom.
In horror movies when you know that the killer's coming when the music changes.
A little
changes.
Like that. Maybe a little like that. Yeah. That's not bad, actually. That's not a bad reference. That is a classic theme song. And Timothy knew it, and he is our newest star of the day. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culver's. And we say a good morning and a big thank you to the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Love our friends over there. Get some Culver's in your life, especially if you happen to live in Rapids here.
And lemon ice.
Oh, yeah. That is really, they got that back now, yeah. I had a mixer the other day. I'm telling you, you switch it out for the vanilla for the chocolate, and it is gonna just be one of the greatest moments ever. It's awesome. We got to talk to Timothy. We got to get out of here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. It's very summer song. Very summer song.
Yeah, and you can't help but just like start dancing.
Oh, yeah. Although, why that town did that to poor Kevin Bacon? You know, poor Kevin Bacon.
Well, what would the story be, though?
I still love, I've only seen that movie once, the original Footloose. But I love John Lithgow, his facial expressions in it. It's so good. It's so over the top, and it's so good. Welcome back. Terry and James here behind the microphones for you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Thank you for joining us. How many of you do this when you're spelling out, acronyms? You know, do you use capital letters or not? When entering summer, we're entering summer, but that doesn't mean that there aren't pressing issues we need to talk about. And we do that from time to time around here. Sometimes we get a little serious. And I appreciate the you out there joining us on those conversations. So do you write LOL in all capitals or all lowercase letters? This is what we have to discuss right now. These are the big topics.
Capitals.
I do it both. Capital L, lowercase O, capital L.
Oh, really? No, I do all capitals. I'll tell you, the kids are lowercase.
That is what I'm seeing here from the results.
They think that we are like totally out of it.
Very, very, yes.
Or if it's all capitals, then you're yelling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not yelling like yelling mad. I'm yelling excited.
Yeah.
Mine are all caps.
I had a student make fun of me about this too, and I embraced it. I was like, yeah, I'm not one of these people that's pretending to be old or young or anything like that. So I don't, you know.
I try not to, but I'll use LMK. Let me know, a lot. But yes, I use that all as capitals. But it was hilarious because I actually had it in an email, kind of inadvertently, because that's not the group that I would normally do that with. With my staff, I will. But it was hilarious because I did get a message back. What is LMK? And I'm like, oh shoot.
I've got a teacher like this, and she's younger than me, and she will do this all the time when we're snapping back and forth about like a lesson plan or something like that. And I'll do LMK a lot. And now what does that mean again? And I'm sorry. I know I asked before, but...
And you know what's funny about that? I would never ask. I would just Google it.
I just Google it. I'm with you. I just Google it. I've done that before.
Anyway, though, I'm an all-capper. LOLs are all caps.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. There's a poll online about texting shorthand, and here are the results. Which acronym do you use to laugh? 56% say LOL, 32% say LMAO, and 12% say that they use something else. I guess. I don't know. I don't know what that something else is because I'm not hip enough.
I think there's R-O-T.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Which do you use for goodbye? 19% say T-T-Y-L. I mean, just write bye. It's shorter. 11% put B-R-B, be right back. 10% saying C-Y-A, C-Y-A. I like that, actually. I like that.
I don't think I use any of those. I mean, because I don't know that I'm saying goodbye over text.
60% say that they don't even use any of these options, and I'm with you. I'm in that 60%. I don't normally write anything like that.
I mean, maybe if it's someone that I don't normally talk to, I'll be like, I'll see you later, or, you know, whatever. But in general, it's kind of when it's done.
It's this weird gray area that exists with text where there's no, like on a phone, everybody knows how to answer a phone call, you know, goodbye or see you later or something like that. In texting, when you're done texting with done with the conversation, there's no period.
Because isn't that the point of texting?
Yeah.
It's short and whatever. Yeah. So, okay, when you use okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? How would you put that?
I usually put OKAY. I usually do because I've...
Upper or lower?
I guess lower, I guess. I don't really think. I guess...
So I always laugh. So I'm an OK, like just OK, both capital.
Yeah.
And one of my daughters will always respond to me if I send her, you know, snapper or something. She'll do OKAY, all lowercase. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? It's like, to me, OKAY lowercase is like so Eeyore. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I could see that.
Like, how about just an O and a K in their capital?
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I like that. I'm usually the one that's being told this, so I don't think I've ever actually got to say this to somebody before. I think you might be overthinking it. I've been told that since I was like 5 years old. I don't think I've ever actually got to say that to somebody. Though.
Tell me what that really means. Yeah. Right. You know?
Which do you use to show excitement? A whopping 77% say OMG, oh my God. Another 10% just put wow. And 1% put NW for no way. I've actually never had anybody do the NW to
me.
No
either.
Way. I've never seen that one.
I don't know. I probably use OMG more when I'm like shocked or surprised about something, not when I'm excited about something.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm probably more of a wow or I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And which acronym do you use the most? 45% of people say that they're constantly dropping LOL, 30% say OMG, and 7% with JK. Just kidding. I think Let Me Know is probably LMK is might be the one that I use the most.
Mine too.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. Otherwise, it probably is LOL or something like that.
All capitals.
Yes, yeah. If you're going to do it right. Finally, do you use LOL, the higher-case lower LOL, or the lowercase LOL? 81% of people use the lowercase LOL. There you go.
Okay, but think about this. If you're laughing out loud, that's big.
Yeah.
Why aren't you using the capitals?
19% use all caps LOL, and I can't prove it, but I think Terry's right about
this. Because if you're using lowercase, then you're really not laughing out loud. You're probably like...
Yeah, no, I like the separation. I like the separation of that. I think that that's pretty cool, actually. I like that. I think acronyms are fun, just in general. So to tinker with them a little bit about capitals and lowercase, I say embrace this. I think that's kind of cool. You can find the complete article on BuzzFeed. Go ahead and check that out. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a little bit of entertainment news, but then we're going to get into 5 summer activities that can be dangerous for kids. Interested in that article. Have not read ahead on that one, so we'll get into that in that hour. And, of course, That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all to look forward to in the 9 o'clock hour. Touch on some local good stories of the day, too. Get an update from our United Way. But I mentioned That Ain't Right stories. Well, we possibly have one right here, but you can decide at home. We'll decide ourselves, too. This is one way to make sure that your employer feels your absence after they let you go. A 25-year-old sales and marketing professional named Marshy is going viral on TikTok for a recent prank she pulled on her office after being laid off. She printed out a ton of images of herself, and there were speech bubbles where she'd be saying various things, and she stuck them everywhere in the office. Everywhere, I mean, to show that she'd never actually leave. The best part is that she numbered them and she skipped some numbers so they'd never think that they found all of them.
That is kind of funny.
She also shared an image that a former coworker sent her of them collecting the photos they found up on the whiteboard. This is just her kind of laughing at it. I'm showing Terry a little bit of the video here. I'm all in. I'm a fan of good comedy, well-placed comedy, and I like pranks that don't hurt anybody. I think pranks that hurt anybody, they just go too far. I'm not a softie or anything. I just don't think that that's a prank.
That's
necessary. Just violence.
Yeah.
That's just being violent. An excuse for that. Every day, it's harder and harder to pull off pranks. Almost everything's been done. So I love the creativity of these things, too. And...
That's kind of funny. So they fired her or she left?
Yeah, it sounds like she was... Oh, she was laid off. She was laid off.
Laid off. Yeah. Okay. So that might be different. You know what I mean? If you were like let go literally for something, that might be different. But even wouldn't it be funny, like... Even, you know, somebody's just moving on to a new opportunity. Mm-hmm. Would that be funny to leave all those little... it's not hurting anything, but it's probably annoying to some, but it is kind of fun. I don't know. I think it's a fun story.
I would say, certainly, you got to have a darn good resume, and you better have that next job lined up, because, you know, leaving your last job this way... most of us learn, you know, you never want to badmouth your employer to your old employer to your new employer. I don't care what happened in that last job. That never goes over well. Even if they worked for that person, don't do it. Like, that is just a no-no, 101 no-no in a job interview. That being said, I also would say that leaving a job, it's probably not a great idea to leave with
Don't burn the bridge, but But it depends what's in her speech bubbles, too. Right. It might be, miss you guys. Oh, had yeah. a great time. You know, it...
There was a couple of those. There were, so, just from the video, the TikTok yeah. that I could see. So, yeah, it wasn't... Certainly wasn't a bunch of swear words.
I mean, it wasn't like, hey, suckas that
yeah,
are still there.
Yeah, it wasn't like that, so... She, it seemed like she, you know, she had fun with it, and there wasn't a bunch of fallout from this or anything.
That
for
is cute.
So it
I think
like
it's fun.
It went over all right. It went over okay. I did want to touch on this, Terry, and it's a deeper article than we'll probably have time to get into, but the latest data shows that we're on wedding season, from what I understand. Like I told you before, in the Midwest, we got wedding season as soon as we hit 50 degrees. The latest data shows that the average wedding costs $29,000. $2,900,000 or something, which probably won't surprise anyone who's gotten married recently. But it is more than double what the average wedding cost 30 years ago. And that's a bargain for people in some big cities where the average cost is up to 35 G's. And so in Boston, it's at 36. New York, it's at 44. Just the average wedding.
That's crazy, isn't it? But I think, I don't know, when I think back, I mean, ours was almost 22 years ago. And... Almost 21 years ago. Feels like four. No, just kidding. 21 years ago, I guess we're at. And I mean, yeah, definitely in that range. I think we were right around 20,000 probably.
A lot of people delayed their weddings that could have been happening in 2020 and 2021, which is part of the surge in demand and the rise in price. The price of a DJ has gone up 25% since pre-pandemic numbers. Makeup artists, flower artists, 20% since the pandemic or before the pandemic. Wedding dresses, a 19%. And only notable thing that costs less than before the pandemic is the groom's attire, which is down 3%.
Well, I thought you were going to say water.
Right? Yeah. How did the guy's attire go down? I just as a side note, like, how did that happen? That's interesting to me.
I don't know. Tux rentals, though, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's...
If at this age, if I'm getting married again, I want to own that tux. I want a tux I own. I'm actually going the other direction with this. I want a tux that I would wear in other occasions. I want it to have like some versatility
so
to
it. So would
you
actually do a tuxedo then? Or would you do just a really nice suit?
Just a really nice suit. Yeah. I would. I don't know, other than playing a role, you're ever going to see me in a tux. I would try it.
But a nice matching suit versus just a sport coat. Yeah.
I've said it before. This is one of the only ways that I look good is in a suit. The normal dress, normal way I look like me, like a scarecrow trying to look like a human being.
I look like me.
In a suit, I clean up all right.
I believe it.
The average guest list is in 2022 was 117 guests, and the experts say it could be lower this year because of this trend of prioritizing your intimate ceremonies and everything. There's a lot more of that going on. And something that's not in this article, but I just did a little homework on, I wanted to see how are people... Human beings find a way, you know, and not everybody can afford this stuff, but people still want to get married. So are they going to the courthouse? What are they doing? There is a lot of reimagining destination weddings. So my sister and her husband, Mac, they got married at Wazicha, and it was a little cheaper for them. It was a little more affordable. They wanted to do an outdoor wedding anyway, and it was beautiful. It was an awesome ceremony. They rented out at Wazicha, one of the stands over there or whatever, and it was a really nice ceremony. It was really cool. There's a lot more of that happening. There's a lot more of people finding ways to, okay, we're spend our money on the event and that maybe as much on food or vice versa. Maybe the event, the location ain't the most exotic, but the food is great, you know, that kind of thing. I like seeing how people are adjusting. I feel for them. I wish we didn't have to adjust, but I always like the way that love finds a way.
Oh, absolutely. And I think people just, you work around, you know what you can do. I mean, when we're speaking of the financial aspect, right?
Yeah.
So you figure out how to make that work. I think part of it is, and not to get in a big religion discussion, but I think that's part of it too, where we're seeing transition from traditional weddings is just not as many people are going to church. And I don't care what religion it is, but many people are going to church anymore. So you're not seeing as many traditional church weddings either.
To piggyback on that, you're not seeing as many Catholic marrying Catholic, Luther marrying Luther, and a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of churches, just from running into this, a lot of churches won't marry you if you're not of the same faith. So that's probably, you know, knocking the numbers down a little bit too, I think.
It's interesting.
We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with nothing but fun, take you into our final hour of the week, and get you ready for the weekend coming up here on, I like the way Katrina does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.